This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, so picking up on part of the conversation that Kate and David and I were just having about how much there is in that relief package for so many parts of this economy. $28.6 billion for restaurants, food trucks, and bars? Well, that ain't nothing. The Restaurant Revitalization Fund is a little bit like the Paycheck Protection Program. We've been telling you about that. But it does have at least one key difference, Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains.
PPP loans came with some rules. For the money to be forgiven, a good portion had to go to payroll. Beth Gruich owns four bistros in Denver. She says she couldn't safely bring enough people into work to meet the requirements. So?
We had, essentially paid our employees to stay home.
She'd like to have spent some of the loan on her outdoor dining setup. That's her plan if she gets a grant. It's not a loan. From the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. How much businesses qualify for is an easy equation. 2019 gross receipts minus 2020 receipts minus any PPP. And Sean Kennedy at the National Restaurant Association says certain types of businesses will be prioritized.
The first 21 days are going to be set aside specifically for women or veteran-owned businesses or people in socially and economically disadvantaged businesses.
And $5 billion will go to restaurants that made $500,000 or less in 2019. Kennedy hopes this means funding will be divided more equitably. But
there's a very good chance that demand is going to outstrip need.
Melissa Flyshute at the New York State Restaurant Association says restaurants are in a big hole. They're overdue on rent.
As far as clearing up that mountain of debt from the last year and trying to help them feel like they can start over, this is really what they need.
Since the start of the pandemic, 110,000 restaurants have closed long-term or permanently. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.